Rebel Yell podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are here saluting our WPIL boys basketball team of the week. Whoop! It's the Fox Chapel Foxes and their outstanding head coach. A little challenged technically, but as a coach, he's pretty darn good. Zach Scringer, kind enough to join us. Zachary, how are you? Congratulations on yet another successful season.
Thanks, Don. Glad to be here and appreciate all of the compliments.
We had a chance. I saw you opening weekend. And, you know, a lot of questions coming into the season about the team, about the section. And you guys seem to weather the storm, some ups, some downs. But you still finish strong. You finish in second place in a tough section two. To this point, and I know the season's continuing on, but is this pretty much what you expected, or was there more positive, or, you know, not as much positive?
So I think that every team at the beginning of the season, you talk about adversity, and our bunch and our group, our players, our coaches, we went through tons of adversity. And how we managed that, how we kept going through it, I think is what really defined this team and ultimately our success, like you spoke of earlier. You're going to have ups and downs. There's going to be ebbs and flows. And I think teams that handle it the best end up being the most successful. So we had overcome a lot of challenges in that beginning. We had a lot of different lineup changes. As we got guys back, as we got guys healthier, we got a more consistent rotation. And in these last probably month, 3 weeks up until now, the difference is astronomical. Just even the flow of practice, watching these guys playing together, it just has a whole different vibe to it. And in my opinion, that's how it should be as a team. You should be working to play your best basketball at the end of February into March and peaking at that time. So to answer your initial question, I do kind of think of this as how seasons go. And I'm proud to say that we're still alive and representing the Whippoorwill as one of the last 16 teams.
You know, especially for coaches, veteran coaches who have been doing this for a while, and you've had great success on the floor, and every season, as you mentioned, is different, whether you are hoisting gold or whether you're scratching just to make the playoffs. Every season is different. I would think that it's not necessarily the teams that win it all. Yeah, those are special. But those teams that persevere, no matter how the season ends or where it ends, that have obstacle after obstacle after obstacle thrown at them. As a coach, you're trying to develop young men, not just, you know, outstanding basketball players. And when you see them come together and be able to overcome what's thrown at them, God, I mean, to me, that's like through the ceiling as far as pride is concerned.
Well, you took my opening line from our banquet tonight, because that's something that I'm definitely going to be speaking to. Sports, like everyone knows, builds character, and anything you go through on the basketball court, any way you can translate that in your everyday life is going to be a great benefit. And just the way that this team handled it gives me the pride that you talked about. People could have complained, a lot of outside noise, you're missing this guy, you're missing this guy, what if this guy was here? And it really goes back to what we talk about every day, is we can only control what we can control. Right. And if you're worried about other things and you're worried about what we don't have, you're not focusing on what we do have and what the task at hand is. So these guys have been a tremendous group to be around. They're very fun. They're very easygoing. And they just face challenge head on. And if you can do that as a basketball player, like you alluded to, that's going to carry on into life. And that's going to be an extremely important lesson you're going to be able to utilize down the road at some point.
Yeah. Feel free to quote me in your opening speech there for your bank.
A wise man, Don Rebel, once said.
And they'll be like, what? Who? What?
No, they know you, Don. Trust me. I speak highly of you daily.
which I appreciate. Thank you. But going back to our life lessons, this is all of a sudden a very spiritual podcast. But, you know, it really, those moments and the character that it builds, because society nowadays, to be honest, it's easy to have legit excuses and just sort of wave the white flag and nobody will think ill of you because of all the mountains you would have had to climb. But to put your head down and work harder to try to accomplish a goal because of obstacles thrown at you, boy, that's a tremendous life lesson.
It's spectacular. And just like you said, I tell our guys, you're probably going to hear no, and you did this wrong, and you need to do better more times in 2 hours you're with me than you might have heard it your entire day. And unfortunately, not to get too much sidetracked on society, but that's something that I think as a coach is an important thing to instill in people, is that there is a way to do things. Hard work does pay off. And at the end of the day, if we can foster and develop that, that's a big part of my job and a big part that I take pride of, is seeing and talking to, you know, former players when they've left us and seeing what outstanding people they've become and how successful they are, and for it to tie into athletics.
Yeah, that's the measuring stick. To me, I mean, when I hear coaches, I get kind of envious. When I hear coaches talk about our players from 10 years ago, the section championship team from 15 years ago, we're getting together, we're going to, you know, again, from a coaching standpoint, knowing your responsibilities, when you see these young men 10, 15, 20 years down the road and they are successful, to me, that's better than any championship gold medal that's hanging on your chest of drawers somewhere.
And I think, like you said, they go hand in hand. So I'm on a text chain with Eli, Jake, Russ, and JP from that team. And I'm going to bed at like 12. My wife's like, who are you talking to? I'm like, the boys are texting me. I'm like, I gotta respond to them. So we were just reliving a couple of days ago just some memories that we had. And that's what I cherish, is still having a relationship with all of these guys. Growing into young men, seeing them, and I always tell them, they have no idea how special it makes me feel that they still care enough to include me on daily conversations. And it's just like, it'll start with basketball, then it goes into who knows what, then it could go into this. And we've done numerous Pirate games together. Every time they're in town, they stop by for practice. And that's not just them, it's a lot of our players. And I think that just speaks to the culture that we've built at Fox Chapel. A welcoming culture, a culture where we're teaching life lessons, not just basketball. That, like you said, is more valuable to me than anything I've accomplished as a coach, is still having the relationships with the players that I've had the opportunity to coach.
Which should tell you you're pushing all the right buttons. So keep doing it. And speaking of, by the way, the folks at Fox Chapel, your boss, I was hanging out with him yesterday. At Upper St. Clair, he was the game manager, and he, at the end of the game, he gets privileged parking, right?
Of course he does. Everywhere.
That's right. Everywhere. So, you know, I'm parking, you know, I'm parking somewhere in Bethel Park and walking to the gym, and he says, I'll give you a ride to your car. And so, but that was nice of him, Mike O'Brien.
He has that nice Lexus now, doesn't he?
Oh, my gosh, dude. I could sleep in that thing.
Me too. I agree. That's he's big time.
Don't get me started on that. But
did he tell you? I predict. So he's texted me during the game. He's like, oh, they might be in trouble. So at halftime, it's getting closer. I said, St. Clair wins by 5. So he texted me after the game. He's like, they won by 4. So
no, he did not.
Yeah, of course he didn't.
No, of course he didn't, because that takes the shade away from him, right?
That's right.
Let's get to basketball.
Okay, perfect.
All the kumbaya stuff is done. Let's talk some hoops. You guys had probably one of the craziest, wildest, maybe even best games that you've been a part of in the first round, the 8-9 game of the WPIAL playoffs against a very good North Hills team. 94-89 in what, two overtimes? How much fun was that? Maybe not good for your blood pressure, but.
Oh, I'm knock on wood, pretty good with that. It was tremendous. It was a great atmosphere. Obviously, I have ties in North Hills.
Right.
My assistants have ties in North Hills. So it was just one of those games where both teams just played at an extremely high level. They made shots. We made shots. The scoreboard malfunctioned at 70. Obviously, I'm like, well, we never hit 70. So that's probably what it – something went off somewhere that was like, uh-oh, this is not correct. So that was my joke, is we had to bring another scoreboard because ours isn't used to going that high on either end. But just a tremendous high school basketball game. Hats off to North Hills. They competed their butts off, and we knew they would, and we just made a couple more plays at the end.
Yeah, that's a great game to be part of. It's obviously a little greater when you win. You guys did, and that gets you – that was a big game because
– yes.
That gets you into the – at least if you don't have success in the quarterfinals, at least you're part of the consolation round and your season continues. You guys go up against Moon. I finally had a chance to see them. I saw a little bit of them at the Pete, and then I was at their first round state playoff game. Whew, man, they got weapons galore. You take puzzle pieces and you hope to fit them together. And what Gino's done really is working well, and they knocked you guys out in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We played them earlier in the season, and the one thing to them that, you know, you watch a lot of film, something that you don't realize till you're on the court is they're very long.
And yes.
It's one of those you watch it on video, and it doesn't come across as well, but when you see them on the court, they're a very long team. And Gino's my man. He does a tremendous job. Very proud of what he's done and accomplished. And they are, like you said, a very well put together team. They have a guy who can score. They have the shooters. They got a gritty guard. They got someone who's willing to do the dirty work down low.
Yep.
And just a well put together unit. So my hat's off to them. We put ourselves in a little bit of a hole in that basketball game and could never get it back to that point where we could get it under eight and really make a push at it. We had the opportunities, but we just did not take enough advantage of it.
So your hopes of a WPIL title by the boards. Now the effort in the consolation round is to earn a PIAA playoff berth and then get as high a seed as possible. You know, when this consolation thing instead of the follow the winner aspect came back, they had it for a couple of years, got rid of it, brought it back. The one thing I noticed in covering some of those games is that you had no idea what to expect. You didn't know if a team was going to come in pouty and not wanting to be there and go through the motions, or if a team was going to be reignited, second chance, fire, all that stuff. I think you, looking back now, have to be quite pleased with the way you and your team handled this consolation round. You knock off a very good Kisk area team who finished strong in the regular season, guaranteeing you a berth in the state playoffs, and then you improve your seeding with a victory over a team that you're going to be reacquainted with again in Bethel Park, and that was an impressive victory as well.
It's not easy. One of our goals is to win the Whipple. When that's kind of taken from you, you need to regroup. Jokingly, we said, well, now we want to win the loser's bracket. So you have to always have something to fight
for. Right, right.
And I think the quick turnaround is actually great because – just like you said, you don't have time to pout. You don't have time to sulk. It's on to the next one. And then I think, again, like you said, it kind of goes from, all right, who can regroup? Who can rebound? Who's going to put the pieces back into place to be able to go and make a run at this consolation bracket. And that's kind of how we viewed it, is we want to try to win this consolation bracket. And fifth place in the WHIP is not what you want, but when that's all you can play for, that's what you got to try to win.
Yep.
And again, our assistant coaches are so tremendous. It's ridiculous. They had scouting reports done even before we're practice, every set, even our players. How did you guys do this? But they are just, I cannot say enough about them, how fantastic they are in the job that they do and how much a part of our success, you know, Tom Riggert is, you know, Gabe Scringer, Ben Bailey, Joe Farrell, Josh Randall, Sean Crummy. I got some great guys, and it is their mission to get us and put our guys in the best position possible. So they had a huge part in that. And then it's just, like you said, you go out, you play, and it's what team wants to move on the most and extend their season. That's something that we talked about.
Yeah. Kudos to all of them. I mean, it really, I get a chance and a pleasure, to be honest, in chatting with various head coaches, you know, every season, winter, spring, and fall. Because there are some outstanding head coaches, but there are a lot of tremendous assistant coaches that probably don't get their just due, and so they earn this as much as you do.
There's no doubt they could, if they all wanted to, they could all be head coaches extremely easily, and any team would be lucky to have any of them. And I'm blessed, lucky, and do not take them for granted. And they're amazing guys as well. Like, love them all like brothers, which makes practice a lot of fun.
On to the PIAA playoffs, the road to Hershey. You guys are in a quadrant where you're facing the District 10 champions, Erie Cathedral Prep. Also in that same quadrant, Bethel Park, the team you beat for fifth place out of District 7, goes east. They go all the way to Hershey on the road to Hershey to take on the District 3 runner-up, Hershey. There aren't too many people, no disrespect, that on their bingo card had Bethel Park taking on Fox Chapel in round two, but that's exactly what's going to happen. Let's focus on your victory over Cathedral Prep up in Erie.
I thought about just what you said, and the Bethel game had ended early, so it was right at halftime, and people are like saying to me, Bethel Park won. And I'm just like, oh, man. Like, we're up 9, everything's going well. Like, they won. And not – this is – it's just – you're thinking travel-wise in your head, if we can get this out, like, we're going to be playing in Pittsburgh, basically. So that was something we didn't need to hear, but I think it might have gave us a little juice and motivation, but a great experience. We got to do a little bit of a shoot around in Edinburgh, who was very hospitable to us, fed some ducks by a lake. A dog was lost, so we have kids running around this lake circle trying to find the dog. I don't remember the dog's name. We did not find it, but we also weren't given enough time to find it. We would have found the dog. So it's a great team bonding experience. Anytime you get to leave with a group, camaraderie's built. Again, then going into an atmosphere like that, playing a district champion, really came out to an excellent start.
Which has got to be a concern anytime any coach has to take their team on a bus multiple hours. That start is always a concern.
It is, and that's, I think we've used past experience to work through that. Having a shoot around every time we've gone over an hour or 2 hours, we've always stopped to have a shoot around. And I'm a firm believer that it makes all the difference in the world. If for nothing else, getting them off the bus, waking them up, getting their clocks going again, making them move, making them shoot. It's not like you're not putting any magic potion in 2 hours before the game, but just getting their systems just kind of ready to go. I think that's something that we've always done, and I do think it is a very good thing, and it works for us. Even when we went to Exeter last year, we got off to a great start. Now, the shoot around, there were people, fans standing on the side, people came on our bus. Their lives were in danger. We were throwing the basketball all over the place. Had we not stopped, I think we would have got running clock, lost by 30. Although we did lose, it was definitely a better effort than it would have been had we not stopped.
Hold them to 7 points in the first quarter. So a marvelous start. You guys are up six. You increase it to an 8-point lead by halftime. They come out, and you knew it was coming. They make a run at you. That's what they do. And they take the lead before the start of the fourth quarter. And you guys answered. To me, that's what's so impressive about this win. It comes against a very good, very experienced Ramblers team. But how it happened, you guys building a lead, losing it, and then being able to come back with a big fourth quarter and win is very impressive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that's another thing we talked about, which we played a very difficult schedule. And when you make the schedule, it's not like you're thinking this team has this. You just kind of build off who you've played in the past. And it turns out that we end up playing Upper St. Clair, Baldwin, Hampton, Shadyside, Shaler, Penn Hills. So all of the Moon, all of Alderdice, all of these teams who are really high-level elite teams. And the outcome didn't come out in the games like we wanted to all the time, but I think it's that experience and knowing that when you're backed into a corner, you got to push through. And again, it goes back to what we talked about, adversity. You're in the huddle and you're like thinking, oh, maybe these guys are like never blinked, eyes on you, focused, down five, perfect. Had a chance to be down seven. Will Siegel out of nowhere comes, enormous block. We go the other way, hit a three, down two, and just kind of do what we do from there. So it was a testament again to our players of just them focusing on the moment, not getting panicked when we went down a little bit, and to persevere and to just come through and finish the job and extend our season. And you also talked about it earlier. I'm taking all your lines, Don. They're so good. We talked about earning it. And that's something that we spoke to them about before we went out on the court. You know, we earned the right to be here. And you're one of 32 teams who earned the right. So let's go earn the right to play another game on Tuesday.
And you guys did. You knock off a very good Cathedral Prep team, a district champion, and win 57-52. Bethel Park, as you mentioned, knocking off Hershey impressively, 59-45. So we get Boxes, Hawks. Shortly after the first meeting in that consolation game, you guys get them Peters Township Tuesday at 7:30. I know that we in the media, we like to compare and contrast when you have rematches. And sometimes that's dangerous because if it happened early in the year, a lot can change for both teams. This just happened. I mean, I guess as you prepare, maybe you throw a wrinkle in or two. Maybe Dante throws a wrinkle in or two. But, I mean, you guys now know each other.
Correct. And I think it's dangerous when you beat a team, just like you said, so recently, not as a coach, as a player, you get mindset, oh, well, we did this. And our job now is to refocus on the mindset that you're going to see a different team, a hungrier team, a more intense team, a team fighting for their season. And again, I have no idea what their mindset was coming into that game against us because they were already in. So now it's, in my opinion, a very different situation because you have two teams fighting for, you know, your season. So before it was, we're fighting for seeding. We're both moving on.
Yeah, there is now that net underneath.
Correct. It's a whole different animal now where you're fighting like it's winner moves on, loser, you know, you're going home. So I fully have the thought that we are going to see a much different Bethel Park team, just in the sense of, you know, how they might push a little bit more through this one.
7:30 Tuesday, Fox Chapel, Bethel Park at Peters Township High School at 7:30. Zach, go enjoy your banquet. Again, everybody should be in a good mood. Celebrate a successful season, hopefully with a few more W's to come. Always appreciate it, my friend. You do your job and you do it oh so well.
I appreciate you too. Thanks for everything you guys do. Pleasure to be on with you, and I will enjoy the banquet. I've said, though, my one, you have like secret goals as coaches that you don't tell anyone. My one goal has always been for a season to outplay a banquet. And it's almost happened like six times, but it's officially now happened. So that's another check off my coach's bucket list. And like you said, hopefully we can continue to dance.
That's an interesting bucket list you have there, pal.
A lot of boxes are checked, thankfully. So
that's good.
Few more to go, though. Few more to go.
Good luck on Tuesday. I might even see you out there.
That'd be awesome. It'd be great. Take care, right. And thank you again. Have a great Sunday.
Zach, you too. Thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Zach Scringer, the head coach of the Fox Chapel Foxes, losing the quarterfinals, bounce back, win a couple consolation games, and then a monster victory after losing the lead. They knock off Erie Cathedral Prep in round one of the PIAA playoffs, round two Tuesday against Bethel Park. Let's give you the sites and times for the 6A, 5A, and the 4A second round involving teams from the WPIAL. We'll start in 5A since we were just talking about it. Fox Chapel, Bethel Park. Hawks are 14-3. Foxes are 16-11. Both have some wins. Both have some losses. Fox Chapel beating Bethel Park in that consolation game, 57-36. Second meeting of Peters Township coming up at 7:30. The WPL champion Moon will be taking on York Suburban at Hollidaysburg High School at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. WPL runner-up Franklin Regional gets Sealands Grove from District 4. That game at Altoona on Tuesday at 7:30. And Shaler will face Mechanicsburg from District 3. That game is at Altoona at 6 o'clock. So a doubleheader involving Franklin Regional and Shaler against Eastern teams at Altoona on Tuesday. Let's go to 4A. These games are also on Tuesday. Lincoln Park Uniontown, they met last year in the state semifinals with a berth in the state championship game at stake. Lincoln Park blew Uniontown out of the gym that night. What will happen at Cannon McMillan on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, Leopards and Red Raiders. Avonworth against North Catholic, two more WPIL teams squaring off. That game at Gateway High School at 7:30 on Tuesday. And Hampton, five teams into the second round in 4A. Hampton will be taking on District 6 Johnstown, that game at Hempfield High School on Tuesday at 7:30. And finally, in Class A, Baldwin falls to McDowell. Mount Lebanon loses a heartbreaker, double overtime to State College. And Upper St. Clair was nearly knocked out. They were down big, came back, and they defeated Central Dauphin. So Upper St. Clair, the WPL champs, the only boys 6A team remaining, they will play State College at Pitt Johnstown on Wednesday at 5:30. So there you have it. We're just continuing to move on, and the WPL is doing pretty good, but each round you're going to lose some teams, especially when we have so many head-to-head matchups coming up Tuesday and Wednesday. Check out our website for information beforehand and for scores and recaps afterward. All right, thanks to Zach Scringer of Fox Chapel, our boys basketball team of the week. Thanks to Chris Lackner, our producer. I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us. It's the Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.